From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the leaders of the world's seven richest democracies are meeting in Japan for a G7 summit expected to focus on ways to improve global growth and South China Sea tensions with China. Wednesday, President Obama was confronted with public outrage over the alleged rape and murder of a Japanese woman by a former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa. The president promised his government's full cooperation.
We did discuss the tragedy that took place in Okinawa, and I extended my sincerest condolences and deepest regrets. And the United States will continue to cooperate fully with the investigation to ensure that justice is done under the Japanese legal system.
Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, at a joint news briefing, said he felt profound resentment over what he called this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime. Mr. Obama also plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The Council has previously progressively cut the targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war. Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. David Pressman is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
Today, more than 12 years after the end of Liberia's brutal civil war and the Council's imposition of sanctions, Liberia continues to consolidate its progress, and the Security Council has determined that the criteria for lifting the sanctions have been met, allowing us to fully terminate the regime.
Former President Charles Taylor set off the civil war in 1989. By leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe, he was elected president in 1997, resulting in more violence. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012. This is VOA News. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and some of her predecessors failed to follow guidelines to limit security risks when using personal email for official business. Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct such business. The report stated that she was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
While not necessarily encouraged, there was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved. And I would say, looking back with 2020 hindsight, you know, we do now have records management and cybersecurity policies that would make it hard to approve this kind of outside system to replace your official email. You know, and Secretary Clinton has said publicly she would not make the same choice again.
Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, has denied breaking any rules. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating whether there were any violations of national security law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government, signing on with a coalition with the Yisrael Beitenu party, including appointment of outspoken leader Avigdor Lieberman as defense minister. His hardline position on the Palestinian question raised what a U.S. spokesman called legitimate concerns about the government's commitment to a two-state solution. Hebrew University political scientist Avraham Diskin took a measured approach.
I really believe that Lieberman, a very problematic political partner and a very blatant one. However, I think he is a pragmatic person. He is a pragmatic person. And if there is something on the table, I think that he will go with it.
Lieberman replaces Moshe Yaalon, a former army chief who resigned last week. Kenya's military Wednesday said its forces killed more than 20 suspected al-Shabaab fighters inside Somalia, reportedly planning an ambush. Kenya said it suffered no casualties. Al-Shabaab said five soldiers were killed, several wounded. Kenya's main opposition coalition says it's suspending its weekly protests aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission to give dialogue a chance. At least three people died during frequent protests this week that turned violent, with Western diplomats criticizing what they called excessive police force. Kenyan police Wednesday say they arrested two people allegedly linked to the Islamic State in planning an attack. The two arrested Tuesday in a Nairobi suburb. In Asia, Brent crude oil topped $50 a barrel Thursday for the first time in nearly 7 months, following a decline in U.S. crude stocks. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.